Donal, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber.
So I know Grower Remote, you have issued your pre-budget submission. And Donal, your Grower Remote, you're calling for remote workers to be part of the government's economic and social strategy. Why is that so important?
Well, just maybe for your listeners, it would be a good idea to understand a little bit about Grower Remote and where we came from. So we actually set up as a social enterprise back in 2018. So this is pre-COVID. We've been talking about remote employment as a way to rejuvenate rural Ireland as a community development tool. We were set up by volunteers back then, and mostly in the west of Ireland, in fact. And we've been able to work since then with employers, with local communities, and also at the policy level. So this pre-budget submission that we've just made public is ahead of the budget decision in October. And we believe that we need to keep remote work at the centre of the strategies at play. I suppose it's based on our position maybe as an expert in the field over those years, even pre-COVID, to understand what the potential benefits are. And our mission, we're a social enterprise with our mission all about unlocking the social, economic and environmental change that is there for the taking from employers, for local communities and for individuals. So we're calling for national job creation targets. Now these can be internal within Ireland's agencies, so that we're creating a minimum quota of remote jobs nationally. But maybe the most interesting thing and somewhere we stand to gain a lot more is actually to look internationally at the jobs that exist all across Europe. And there are currently over 110,000 remote jobs available across Europe. These are companies that listeners might be aware of, like Revolut, Microsoft, Dropbox, Zoom, Stripe, Airbnb, across a range of roles such as customer success, sales, HR, tax and accounting, marketing. So remote work does exist in lots of different guises and lots of different ways. And I suppose it's about reflecting that. And the figure that we've identified as a potential gain was that if we land just 10% of those available roles across Europe, if we land them in Ireland, bear in mind, they can land in Slovenia, they can land in Italy, in Portugal. But if we can work nationally to get those jobs into Ireland, our government could raise in excess of 100 million euros per annum through additional PRSI and income tax revenue. And we've done a lot of the sums there. They're all in our pre-budget submission, which people can see on our website, growremote.ie. But it's based on conservative estimates around average salaries for the roles, around the various PRSI contribution and income tax revenue. So it's a big figure, 110 million a year. It's a big amount of jobs. There's 110,000 at any one time available across Europe. So we're calling for the government to help us bring those jobs into rural communities in Kerry, across Munster and other areas.
Okay, that's really, really interesting. And a lot of money, 100 million euro annually. So obviously would be a huge benefit from your point of view if that could be secured, and if the government, I suppose, took heed of what you were saying.
Well, it'll be a huge benefit to Ireland, and we view this as a strategic policy approach that could maintain Ireland's position as a leader. So your listeners may be aware that Ireland has some of the leading infrastructure when it comes to remote work, thanks to the National Broadband Plan, thanks to things like the Connected Hubs network, which is our network of rural and regional co-working spaces and digital hubs. Mm-hmm. Now, bear in mind, we're not connected to the government. We're not connected to these particular policies or strategies. We are independent, and we're calling for these opportunities. We see them based on the work we do every day with employers, companies that are working hybrid, companies that are working fully remote. And it's really interesting. We also do a lot of research. So there's a Central Statistics Office, the CSO, published labor force survey data, which is a voluntary survey of over 32,000 households nationwide. And what we saw in the last one, which was only about 2 weeks ago, is that there's a rising demand and a take-up, mostly in SMEs, of remote work. So we saw a 1% growth in remote and hybrid working since the end of 2024. And that means that remote and hybrid workers now make up 36% of the workforce. So that is absolutely huge. And what's even more fascinating is the fact that almost 97% of every new job created in H1, which is January to June 2025, they are remote or hybrid. which means that there's just over 3% of new jobs that are fully on site. So there is a massive shift happening there. That's staggering data to get that from the CSO. Approximately 42,000 roles were created and they were remote and hybrid in the first half of this year. So it's absolutely the mainstream in Ireland now. It's very much on the rise, and we want to make sure that Ireland's position can cope with that demand and Ireland's infrastructure can really benefit from that. So that's why we have various calls to also empower employers to transition through the National Remote Work Skills Training Plan, something that we're also calling for. We do also currently offer Ireland's largest training program in remote working, and that is available fully funded thanks to funding that we have secured. So that's available through the growremote.ie website. So anyone who's out there, even struggling SMEs with middle managers who need training, anyone who's an aspiring leader, we can help with that. So there's so many opportunities, and we're just trying to call those out.
That's fantastic to hear, Donal. And I suppose having people working remotely as well and using the hubs like you've mentioned, especially in maybe more rural parts like we have down here in Kerry, it's so vital, isn't it, as well, because it spreads the economic benefits around, and particularly, as I said, when it is a rural area and it might be badly needed in that area, to have people coming in using the hubs as a base for their work, maybe for 1 or 2 days a week, and spending money in the local shop or the local restaurant or the local cafe, there's a huge, I suppose, economic benefit around it, isn't there, Donal?
Absolutely. And we know for a fact through our research and through even research across the world, remote workers contribute time and money to the communities, whether that's through volunteering or through additional spend. And we do have figures around like how much on average remote workers stand to gain by having a remote job. So that money goes back into local communities a lot of the time. There's also a secondary employment factor. So if we were to land 100 remote jobs in Kerry, that would sustain 700 additional jobs. That's from Enterprise Ireland figures of the 1 to 0.7 ratio. So bringing these jobs in, bringing these 110,000 jobs that I mentioned, if we can get just even 10% of those in, we stand to gain a lot of extra jobs in rural Ireland. But we also know from our community work, we run social connection events across the country, but we're quite vibrant down in Kerry. Mm-hmm. We have volunteer remote workers who are running parties, they're running beach walks, collaborations with tidy towns, not just in the towns like Tralee, but also in rural areas. And those are often in partnership with the co-working hubs. So we're building that infrastructure at the local level. We're listening to those local communities about what they need. And then we're trying to bring all that information, bring all that data upwards into policy level and also to our relationships with our employers. So that local community benefit is huge. And we're hopefully going to see more and more jobs available. But if people are interested in finding out those roles, just visit growremote.ie across all those different skill sets that I mentioned, those different brands. People can find out where the next remote jobs are, and hopefully we can see more landing in Kerry.
Absolutely, that would be fantastic. And Donal, you mentioned earlier, I suppose, about the number of jobs that were remote that were offered so far, we'll say at the start of the year, we'll say. But we've heard a lot, I suppose, as well about larger companies in particular maybe issuing that return to office mandate. Do you feel like it's something maybe that into the future, will it continue to be the case that remote working will still be possible for people, I suppose, in certain roles? Because I know it doesn't suit obviously every single job. Or is it something maybe that you think is going to start to fade into the background a little bit and that employers are going to want their staff back in the office? Or is it just a mix of both still, I suppose, depending on the company, do you think?
Well, what you're saying, Amber, there about the fact that remote work will not work in certain industries, like absolutely not. Remote work cannot be the operating model for some businesses. However, we know that there are lots and lots of companies, lots and lots of types of jobs that can be done remotely. And what we're seeing just even from that labour force survey data that I mentioned earlier on, nearly 97% of all new Irish jobs between January and June are remote or hybrid. And that means that there's 36% of the workforce now currently, which represents a 1% growth since the end of 24. They're currently remote or hybrid. So I think to answer your question, remote and hybrid, it's here to stay. And that's if you look at all the global research and, you know, there's so much coming out about this particular topic. What we are seeing is certain headlines, certain companies which represent quite a small fraction of the workforce in general, but they're very well-known brands. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing a little bit of discussion and debate around those. And we have commented, you know, quite publicly on things like the banks trying to bring people from 2 to 3 days into the office. And there's been backlash with the unions and things like that. So I think there's a lot of demand. There is an understanding and a lot of, even from the majority of companies, especially SMEs that we would work with, that hybrid is the best for their business. It's increasing productivity. And also there was another piece of research which people might like to see called Haze. It was just out last week, and it showed that for the first time we're seeing alignment from employers and employees. And it was the fact that it's the number one well-being priority. Flexible work is the number one well-being priority across leaders and their people. So we are seeing alignment. It's going in the same direction. And for those companies that want to benefit from all the amazing benefits that that remote and hybrid work brings, it's there. And obviously Grow Remote can support that transition through the fully funded training I mentioned, but also through a peer network that we have of other remote and hybrid companies. So people can get in touch with us through our website, growremote.ie.
And just before we finish up, I suppose, given what you've said there, I suppose, and the research behind it that shows there is a demand, I suppose, and the benefits as well of that hybrid setup, I suppose, for your remote or you might be in the office or depending, I suppose, on the individual circumstances, how do you feel at Grow Remote? Are you confident in terms of the budget maybe taking on some of the points that you've outlined in the pre-budget submission?
You're always hopeful that these things will make its way, but from various meetings we've had with TDs and senators and the response that we have seen from the past few governments, even since COVID, to remote work, as I said, Ireland really is a leader at the European level, but even maybe beyond that in setting up infrastructure, in pursuing the opportunities that are there. I think we're on a good path, but we absolutely need to be bringing this to the local level, getting these jobs into rural and regional areas outside the cities so that everyone can benefit and that the real success of remote work can be seen in every community in Ireland. That's our vision as a social enterprise set up by volunteers back in 2018. That's what we want to see, and we hope that this pre-budget submission will take us partly towards that. But you know, even after October, we're going to continue shouting from the mountaintops about this. So we'll keep you all posted.
Fantastic. Well, Donal, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thanks a million, Amber. Appreciate it.